Okay, we're picking up five lines from the bottom of Pei Tes Amud Beis. Our learning is once again sponsored by the Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov. Over the final stretch, we're going to finish Mitzvah Shem on Tuesday. That's very exciting. Tomorrow, we're going to be finished. So the Gemara talks about here, discussing the idea of Hatara, before the Neder is even Chal. So says the Gemara, Hu Gavra de Itzar Hanasa de Al Ma'aleh. A certain person, he made a Neder to derive benefit from any person in the world. Inosiv itisa kilotania hilchasa. If he is going to marry without firsting lahalacha, and they point out what it means, halacha means that you have to know the entire Shisha Suja Mishnah. He wanted to learn before he got married, the Ram points out, because he's afraid that, you know, person gets married, he's busy, he has to support a family, he's not able to learn. So in order to prevent himself, to discourage himself from marrying first, he made a neder that if he does so, all the hana of everybody in the world is going to be usher to him. Now the Rush points out, Lachora, when a person makes the neder of the entire world, so ef sharlolios below hana sa'olam, the Rush points out. So how could it be? Shouldn't this be a neder shav? He says no, because over here it's ef shar shaloyisa isha veloyaser. To create the neder to be chal, you needed to have the condition, so you can avoid the condition of having to get married without learning first, and that's why it's not considered a neder shav. That's what the Rush points out. So anyway, what happened? Roit begapa v'tovliya. Literally walked with his walking stick. And his tovilaya is like his wallet. So according to the Ran, this means that he was lashon of the Ran is shidishtada b'kol kochem, and he was putting all his kishkas into. He's trying everything. V'loim tzemnisa, but he wasn't able to learn. The Rush says, no, he wasn't able to learn. He was busy working. He needed parnasa. He wasn't able to fully engross in the learning. So I'm wondering what exactly is the like yesoda machlokas over here that everybody agrees. That if a person sits and learns, then rather he would have had the siyata d'shmaya to finish all of shisha sijim mishnah. We have to believe in ourselves. Maybe that's what the Rush is telling us, that no, he was busy with other things. He wasn't really kolkulo shakua in the limud. If he was, he would have been able to complete what he was looking for. Either way, he was unsuccessful. That's what we're seeing over here. He was unsuccessful in learning shisha sijim mishnah. But at this point, he's not able to get married. Asar of acha baravuna v'shabshe. Rav acha baravuna, he tricked him. What does it mean he tricked him? He told him, oh, by the way, I know Shas and Poiskim. And he said, if you make your neder, nothing's going to happen. So he got married. So why do you want him to make neder? Because he wanted him to get married in order that the neder should be chal. Why does he want the neder to be chal? Because he wants to be able to uproot the neder. And he's understanding, Rav Acha Bar Avuna is understanding that in order for him to uproot the neder needed to be chal. So therefore, to demonstrate that the neder was chal, sharkei tina, Rav Huna, he made his clothing very dirty. He surely put mud on his clothing in order that he should realize right away he need people to launder his clothing. And he would at that point he would want immediately a hatara. He would want to do a hataras nadarim and to uproot the neder. The aisa lekamid Rav Chista, and he brought him before Rav Chista in order to have his neder be do hataras nadarim. Rav Chista was the halachic expert, so he went to Rav Chista to ask him to be able to remove the neder. So the Gemara wonders, Amar Rava, Rava says, Man chakim le'abed ki'ay milsa. Who is such a Talmud Chacham to do such a wise thing? He loved the Rav Acha bar Rav Huna de Gavar Rabahu. It must have been Rav Acha bar Rav Huna, who is such a great person, big Talmud Chacham. Why? De kasavar de chihechi te pagin arban of Reminasan ba'afara, hacha nami pligi b'she'ela. He understands that just as the Chacham and Reminasan argue with regard to removing a neder that has not yet taken effect, so too, they're going to argue with respect to being able to do the hatara that has not yet taken effect. So according to Rabbi Nassan, just like the neder needs to be chal before you could do hafara of the husband, so too, Rabbi Nassan would agree that you would need to do the neder to be chal in order for a chacham to do hatara. And that's so therefore, he was choshish for that opinion. Now, the Ran points out, wait a second. Yachid v'rabim alachik v'rabim. We paskin like the chachamim. So he says, yes, ena chanami, we don't pass kalak Rav Nassan, but still, he wanted to be yotze kule alma. We see over here that there is an Indian that even to try to be machmir for the shitas yachid when it's possible, so he wanted to be machmir for such a shita. Maybe, because we're going to see maybe a stam raisa valas, it was an opinion that was out there. So we see that in a manner where you're able to, he wanted him to fulfill the shita of Rabbi Nassan as well. Now, that is the opinion of Rava. Now, Rava could have understood that Rabbi Nassan and Chachamim are only arguing over Hafara, and they would all agree that Hatara is not valid until the neder takes effect. We're going to see that might be another Shita in Amoraim. However, Rava doesn't understand this way because he didn't think that Rav Acha would agree that even the Chachamim would say that. That he thought the Hatara and Hafara are the same halacha And that's why the Chachamim would say that you don't need the neder to be chal in order to do the hatara, just like you don't need the neder to be chal in order to, for the husband to do his hafara. So says now the Gemara, another opinion of Rav Papia, Amar, he argues, Machlokes ba'hafara. The Machlokes Rabbi Nosson and Chachamim is regards to hafara. Rabbi Nosson Savar Eina Bal Mefer Alaim Kin Chala Neder. Rabbi Nosson understands that the husband is only able to revoke a neder that has been chal, that has taken effect. Now the Rishonim point out that this is only a remez. It's clearly not the ikar source. He understands in Sfar that way, but a remez in the pasuk that the moon shall be literally chafra levana is going to be like ashamed. So what is it? So this lashon of chafara could be also the lashon of hafara. The hen, the ches, a lot of times we have drushes like that. Hilulim and chilulim. So Shachter quoted Yerushalmi once that said that the hay and the ches specifically were able to have a drush. I forgot exactly how it is, but that's we see that hay and ches is like a drush we're able to have. So Rabbi Nosson's understanding that if one makes a neder, it's as if he built a bama. So the neder can only be removed after it's actually been built. So therefore, Rabbi Nosson's understanding that it doesn't actually, he's understanding from there that, that this is a remez in the pasuk. That's Rabbi Nosson. Rabbanan Savri Baal Mefer Alpha Pisha Lo Chala Neder. The Rabbanan understand that the Neder is not taking effect. The husband can do Afara. Dechsev Mefer Machshavos Arumim. The Pasuk says that Hashem is removed the thoughts of the Arumim, those who are like Arum, like people who are not acting properly. So we see over here that the concept of removing something can happen to even just Machshavos, even to just thoughts, which have obviously not taken effect yet. So therefore, they hold that it's something that doesn't take effect. It could also be mefer. It could do hafara. Aval b'she'ela, but when it comes to a she'ela for hatara, divrakol ein chachamater klum elaim kal chala neder. D'chsev lo yachel devaro. If we over here, we said the lashon of the pasuk was mefer machshav osarumi is only hafara. We never see by hatara any remez that it would be mutter if it's not chal yet. So says Rav Papi, no, everybody would agree that the neder is really chal, that the neder needs to be chal in order to do hatara. So this idea of going back to Rav Acha bar Rav Huna, according to Rav Papi, was to satisfy all the opinions, not like Rava to satisfy just the Shita's Yachid of Rav Nosson, but it's even to satisfy the Shita of the Chachamim. It's Elakuli Amma would agree to that. Now, what's the drush of Lo Yachel Dvaro? So we've quoted this a few times already. The Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Yud tells us that this pasuk tells us a Chacham has the ability to be Matir and Neder. And we learn Lo Yachel Dvaro that he is not able to break his word. However, Achirim are able to be Mechel Dvaro, allow the Neder not to be Chal. And that's what we learn a remez for the idea that a Chacham can be Matir Neder. So we're saying that this whole remez is only when the Neder has taken effect. If the Neder has not taken effect yet, there is no reason to assume you should be able to do Hatara. Now the Gemara wants to bring a Raya for Rav Papi. Lema Misayele. So why don't we assume that this Braisa would support him? Konim Shani Nen Eleploni. Kodim, they're not going to derive benefit from so-and-so. In order to strengthen it, he wants to say, Lamisha Shalalav, and whoever, if I'm going to do Ataris Nadarim, whoever I do the Ataris Nadarim for, I'm also going to be usher to that person. He wants to show how strong his neder is, that he doesn't plan on revoking this neder, on doing Hatara. So the Gemara says, he changes his mind, and what happens? Nishal Arishon, V'achar Nishal Asheni. So the Braisa says that he first has to go to a Chacham to uproot his first neder, and then he goes to a Chacham to uproot the second thing, which kicked in, was that the neder that the chacham is now asr to him. Whoever is doing that Torah, so he has to go to a second chacham in order to matter that neder. So now the Gemara points out, though, this braisa seems to indicate, Yamar nishala afal pi shalochal neder. You're going to tell me that you're able to do hatara even though the neder has not yet taken effect. Ibal alhai nishal bereisha. If the madir wants, he could just come to a chacham to annul this issue first. Ibai alhai nishal bereisha. If he wants, he could come to do the other one. Why did the Mishnah seem to be, the Braisa seem to be bedavka, that he first has to be matir the neder that he made to the person, and then once the second neder kicks in, only then it applied for the Braisa, can he do a hatara on the chacham that is now usher to him. So this Braisa seems to indicate that a neder is not able to take effect before it's going to be chal. So the chora, we have a raya from over here, like the shita of Rav Papi. So Gemara says, "Umi yada ihai kama ihai basra." But who knows whether this iser is called first or which one's called last? The Braisa doesn't indicate which one is calling first or which one is second. So maybe we're assuming that he's actually coming to be matir the one about the chacham first, and only afterwards was he subsequently coming to be matir for the second person. So we don't have any raya from this Braisa like Rav Papi. So the Gemara says, "You're right." Ela lemosei aleha. I'll bring you another Braisa that could be a raya for Rav Papi. Konem she'eni na'ne leploni. If a person says a konem that I will not derive benefit from anybody, Hareini nazir l'chshel alav. And not only that, I'm going to be a nazir to strengthen how strong I'm so serious about this neder. I'm going to become a nazir if I end up being matir this neder. What happens? Nishal anidra, so he does do a hatara on his neder. Then, achach nishal anidra, then he must, afterwards, do a hatara on his nazirus. So over here, the Bryce is clearly telling us that the second part of his neder, accepting the nazirus, cannot be chal until the first part of his neder, and cannot be hatara. You cannot undo it, revoke it, until you revoke the first part of the guy's neder. Now the Gemara says, Amar's nishal afal pishal ochal neder. Now if you're going to tell me that a person is able to be matir neder, even the neder is not yachal, ibay al nidra ishal barisha, ibay al nidra ishal barisha. It sounded very clear in the Braisa that this order was bedavka, that it must be that you're first matir the neder, only then can you be matir the nazirus. But it seems to be that that shouldn't be bedavka. So the Gemara says, no, this isn't a raya, because maybe this stam Braisa is Rabbi Nassani. So you're right, we didn't have to say that in the first one. We could have answered the first Braisa like that also. But we pointed out for the first Braisa that Bineu Bey, there was no Raya because it wasn't clear which one we're calling first and which we're calling last. Now this Braisa, you can't answer that. This one is clear that you first have to be Mata the Neder and only then to be Mata the Nazirus. So the Gemara is forced to say, you're right, but this Braisa is the Aliba Deshita Rabbi Nassan, and therefore, you can't tell me everybody agrees to it, and that's a Raya like Rav Papi. Rava would argue that really, really over here, Machlokas Rabbi Nassan, and the Chachamim would apply to this halacha as well. And this Stam Braisa happens to be the Shita of Rabbi Nassan, and the Chachamim would disagree with that, so there's no Raya for Rav Papi from here. So now the Gemara says, Amar Avina, Amar Lemar Meimar. Meimar told me a different version. Hachi Amar Avuch Meshmeder Rav Papi. That your father told me a different way, Rav Papi said. Machlokas Ba'afara. The Machlokas Rabbi Nassan and the Chachamim is only regards to Hafara. Aval b'she'ela divra kol meifar afal b'shelo chala neder. But when it comes to she'ela, the other way around, now we're saying that everybody agrees that you can be mati the neder. You can the chacham can uproot the neder before the neder even takes effect. Dichsiv lo yachel dvaro. Pasuk says that he shall not be mechel. He not profane his word. Turning on to the next stumble now. Lameimra de lo havebe maisa, which is to say that the neder does not yet have a halachic nafkamina, but it's still able to be removed. It can be annulled. The word dvaro implies that the neder is currently consistent of just words and yet it's taken effect, and even that you're able to do a hatara on. So it follows from there that a neder which is going to not even be chal yet, you're able to be matir that. So this version is mamish pum paker. So now we have three different shitas. We have Rava saying that maybe the machloket would apply to hatara as well. So Rabbi Nassan would agree that it would be still be machmir, that you have to be machmir, that the neder has to be chal in order for it to be doing hatara. Then we had Rav Papi saying the opposite, that really even Rav Chachamim would agree that you need hatara, that Rav Chachamim would agree that you need hatara, you need the neder rather to be chal in order to do hatara. And now we're having a second version of Rav Papi, which is also pumpaket of the other version of Rav Papi, that everybody agrees that you could do hatara before the neder is even chal. Mamash the opposite of Rav Papi. So now we're going to ask the kasha based on the brisa, which is going to end up coming out we're going to quote the same two brises. The first one we're able to answer, but the second one, we're going to mamash have a refutation of the second version of Rav Papi. So let's see what's going on. Mesive. We have a kasha from the brisa. The brisa tells us, konem, she'eni ne'en ela plonia. Konem, that will not derive benefit from whoever it is. Ulamisha nishalav, and whoever I end up, if I end up doing undoing a neder with a hatara, then I'm going to be usher to that person. Nishal arishan ve'achach nishal asheni. He goes to a chacham to be matir his first neder, and then he goes to a chacham to be matir the second neder. Now the Gemara asks, am I imbay al nishal bereisha? We have al nishal bereisha. Now again, this brisa we're going to ask a question, the second version of puppy, since the brisa seems to be bedavka, so why should it be? It shouldn't have to be bedavka. It should be that a person is able to be matir the neder in whichever order he so chooses according to the puppy, because everybody agrees you could be matir the neder before it's even chal according to this version of the puppy. So the Gemara answers like we saw before in the previous Talmud, Mi yodea havi rishon v'asheni. Who knows who's first and who's second? There's no raya against Rav Papi from over here. There is no raya because we don't know. So therefore, we're stuck over here. So the Gemara says, Meisivei another kasha from a breisa. Konim she'eni ne'ne. So if a breisa tells us over here that a person not going to derive benefit from Reuven, let's say, V'areini nazir l'chshesh olav. And now he says, I'm going to be a nazir when I do want to do the hatara to a chacham. I'm going to become a nazir, showing how strong this neder is. And he ends up wanting to do hatara. So nishal anidra, v'achak nishal anidra. So clearly says over here, first you have to be, you could have a chacham be matir neder, then you have to have a chacham come to be matir the nazirus. Now the Gemara asks, but according to Rapapi's second version, everybody agrees when it comes to hatara, that you could do the hatara before it's chal. So why is it this price to say that it's not in order? That it's in order rather. V'amai, ibai al nidra tishal bereisha, v'ibai al nidra tishal bereisha. It shouldn't matter what the order is according to Rav Papi, because anybody According to the again, according to the second version of Rapapi, everybody agrees that you can be matir and neder before it's even chal. Even Rabbi Nosson, who was machmer by hafara, that was only by hafara, but by hatara, everybody agrees you can be matir and neder before it's chal. So the Gemara asks, wait, how is that possible? Nobody should say that over here, because there is no shita that says that you have to do the neder first. So the Gemara points out to you, you're right, that in this second version of Rapapi, there must be at least one Tana who holds that holds that you need the neder to be chal in order to do atara. Whether it's either Rabbi Nosson, as Rava wants to tain, or it's even Rav Papi's first version, was that it's lekulei alma this brisa, but definitely there is a shita in Tanoim that has to hold the neder needs to be chal in order to do atara. And that's a raya against Rav Papi's second version. So we're left with either the first version of Rav Papi or Rava. They are the ones who stand in this machlokis. Okay, now we're up to the last mishnah of the Masechta. Very nice. The last mishnah of the Masechta is talking about a neder which is going to be grounds to divorce the wife. Barishona yomomrim. So originally they used to say shalosh nashim yotzos unotlos ksuba. That three wives leave their husbands because they have to get divorced, but they still get the ksuba. Generally, as we saw in Mishnayos and Ksubas in the seven pack of Ramadir and things like that, that whoever's fault it is that the neder, that the marriage getting ruined, if a woman, let's say, cheats on her husband, or if a woman makes a neder that's impossible for the husband to be with her, and that's the whole shayla, if he wasn't matirid, whose fault was it? Okay, but let's assume it's something that he wasn't able, she came into the neder, whatever it was, then she's yotzes below ksuba. He could divorce her, force the divorce, and also not pay the ksuba. But here, they're not able to remain together, as we're going to see, but yet he still has to pay the ksuba. He has to pay the mana or masayim. It's one mana, 100 zuz for a almana or a ba'ula, or 200 zuz for a basula. So Omer is tmeya nilach. She says to her husband, I am tmeya to you. I am usher to be with you. Now obviously, we're going to see based on the Gemara later, on the last staff, on Tzadik Aleph, that he can't be talking about a Yisraelis, because a Yisraelis is only usher to her husband who's a Yisrael. If she was violated willingly, if she did not be ones, if a person is raped, the halacha is she's allowed to remain with her husband. Only a kohen, someone who's married to a kohen, is usher to remain with her husband if she has relations with anybody else, even if she was raped. So here we must be talking about where she was in fact raped. So now since she's ones, the halacha is that it's not her fault, but yet she's not allowed to remain with her husband, so you get divorced, but the husband must pay the ksuba. The husband must pay the ksuba. And the reason that she's believed is we're assuming that there's like a chazakah that she's not going to be degrading herself to assume that she'd been raped, that everyone's going to know about this, unless it was actually true. So since it's only the only way it has to be that it was true, so therefore we were going to believe her. That's the way some achronim explain. Others want to explain that it's actually going through the mechanism called shavya anasha chaticha di yisura. We saw this in Ksubis, that a person has the ability to ask for something to himself forever. Shav anasha chaticha di yisura. There's a whole shayla, the mechanism is, but that's the concept. So, lachora though, if this was the only basis for believing her, the husband wouldn't be required to pay the ksuba, even though she might become usher on her end, but still, who says the husband is required to believe her? So we must assume that that we're understanding over here, that the husband must actually believe this claim. That this shavya is the husband is assuming it, and that's why they have to get divorced. This shavya, you're right, she's usher, but the husband believed it, and that's why it's grounds for divorce. So, shamayim b'ni levanecha, that's one case. Now case number two, if someone says, literally shamayim is between me and you, the heaven is between me and you. So what is this referring to? So the Ran points out that this is a euphemism for that the husband's zera, when he's having relations with her, it's not able to come out forcefully, and therefore he's not able to have children. So, okay, what's the big deal though? So what? Let them not have children. It's on the husband's obligation to divorce his wife when they're not able to have children, if it's assumed, is presumed to be the wife's fault, because he's chayav and peruvu, he's mitzuv and peruvu. So that's his responsibility. Why does she have to get divorced over here? So the wife is able to claim, based on the Gemara Nevamo, so the wife is able to claim that if the husband is not able to have children, that she's not going to have nobody to take care of her when she's old, when she's an old lady who's going to take care of her. So therefore, this is a valid taima, because again, she's not mitzvah and peruvu, but she's tiny that if she wants children so that they should be able to take care of her in her old age. It's a fascinating thing. We know that the famous thing, I think it's like a Yiddish thing originally, that you know, you have one parent who could take care of 10 children, and 10 children can't take care of their one parent when they're elderly. Either way, but that's she still wants children to be able to take care of her when she's older. So now, again, original halacha, the woman would be believed. So therefore, he would have to divorce and give her ksuba. So that was the halacha originally. In the tula anim and yudim, and someone says, I'm removed from the Jews, meaning that she's saying a neder, answering herself the relations with everybody in the world. So what do you mean? This halacha, he's able to be made for the neder. That's definitely b'dvarim b'nila b'na. So why can't it be pasha be made for the neder? So apparently, the Rishonim are all bothered by this. The Rishonim point out that over here, and also over here further, even let's assume that he's not made for it, but still, she's the one who's instigating the divorce. Why does she have to pay the ksuba? So they are understanding that apparently that having relations with any person is extremely painful for her. That's why she made this neder. And that's why she says she never wants to have relations again. And since it's something which is onus, beyond her control, apparently that's something which the husband has to take into account on his fault, and therefore it's like Nestav Chasadeya that he didn't realize this, and he would have to pay the ksuba and divorce her. Chazur Lomar, so then they retracted this halacha, and they said, Shalote Isha Nosenes Enea Be'achar Makalkelas Al Baila, that a wife shouldn't place her eyes literally on another man, and she's going to act immorally towards her husband. And in order to avoid this, we want to not to be able to get out with this taina. Well, we don't want her to be able to marry somebody else. Rather, we assume that someone who tainas to her husband, I am tame to you, I am defiled to you. Tavi raya l'dvaria. She must bring her raya, and only then is her husband required to divorce her. Until she substantiates her claim. Until she substantiates her claim, nothing is going to be of this din, and he can ignore it. So the Ran points out, well, wait a second, what is going on over here? The Medina, we're saying, the Daresa, he assumes, at least in Havamina, that she's usher on the Baila, she was usher on the Baila. That was the din of the Rishona. Now the Chachamim are saying that's not really halacha anymore, and really, that is something which you can ignore, and he can stay remain with her. But that isn't an Isser Daresa. How can the Chachamim come and be oker a davar mina Torah? So, Lachora, we have a concept that, Yesh koach be'ad chacham elakar davar mina Torah b'shev al taisa. B'shev al taisa means that they could tell you not to blow shofar on Shabbos, not to shake the lulav on Shabbos, the things of the like. They tell you not to do mitzvah d'oraisa because they're afraid you're going to violate an isser. But over here, there's an isser d'oraisa at stake, an isser of a kohen to have relations with this wife, but be defiled by somebody else is an isser d'oraisa. How can they allow an isser d'oraisa? So he quotes the Gemara in Yevamos. It's not really true that they can't be oker a davar mina Torah. In small extenuating circumstances, even bekum va'aseh lemigdar milsa lemilsa to have a special and crazy circumstances there, even bekum va'aseh the rabbanon would allow to be oker a davar mina Torah. And according to the Ran, this might be an answer there, oker a davar mina Torah over here. That's one answer the Ran suggests. The Ran then gives another answer that maybe we could come onto the concept called. Afkinu Rabbanu LaKiddusha Minayiv. It comes up a few places in Shas and Ksubas. We just had it that there's a concept that every Kol Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanu Mekadesh, that everybody says it's like a Tanai that they're going to be. I'm agreeing that the Chachamim agreed to this marriage, so the Chachamim have the ability to be okay the marriage even afterwards. It's a whole shaila. Is it only the threat of the marriage? It seems to be the sheet of the Rashba. Another Rishonim, but the Ran seems understanding. No, they actually could be okay the marriage. They can be okay the marriage even the Mafreya. So that would work. So then they're okay the marriage and they're saying that this is not a problem. But the Ran says that this answer would only be answering the case of a case where that she would be a pnuya. That would only be the case. It depends who she's saying she was who raped her. Because we could assume, okay, they weren't really married, and then she could end up being married again to the Kohen. Because they're going to then subsequently be married because it was like she was raped pre-wedlock, and if it was a yid, then it would be okay. But the point is, though, if it wasn't a yid, if it was a goy or a mamzer or somebody else, so then the Ran points out that then you can't make this afkina wouldn't help you. The fact that you uprooted the marriage, still she was nevelas lebiya pasala, and it would still be usher. So it's not much like that. That's why the Ran doesn't like this answer. That was another answer. Others want to give another answer where that the fact that we believed her, that was a chiddush midir rabbanan. That wasn't deraisa. Why are you assuming that was deraisa? Really, the idea was that we believed her. That was the chazaka in the times. Then later, when the morality of people deteriorated, became much worse. So that's, even nowadays, it's even worse than that. So then, obviously, the Rabbanan assume that there is no chazaka, even a level deraisa at all. It's a din deraisa, and there is no shayla being uprooting a davar min Torah. So that was the answer of the Ran and other Rishonim. The Chassam Sofer is bothered. Why the Rishonim are so bothered by this? Who exactly is the Isser for? All it is a shav and nashach hadik Isser for the woman. The husband, he doesn't believe her. So if he doesn't believe her, he's allowed to have relations with her. There's not shnei edim b'davar. And if there's not shnei b'davar, then it's not mamish asr for him. And if it's not asr for him, so what's the problem? Then it's at best, if she would be over the din, and she's karka olam, as we see in other cancers. She's not for kumbase. It's not called that she's active in the relations and called having relations. And it's not necessarily kum v'aser. That was if some sofer wants to tie to that. And he's bothered by it. And Rishonim don't say this answer. Because all Rishonim are bothered by this and they don't give this answer. But that was a fascinating chasam sofer that he says maybe it's not an issue b'klal. Okay, fine. So that was the din over here. So we said that she has to bring a proof. And what about in the case where she says shemayim b'ni levanecha, that shemayim is between me and you? Yasu derech bakasha. They should request. What does this mean, the request? A vague lashon of the Mishnah. So someone understands the means that they should request of the wife. Don't mention this in public. That, you know, it's not nice. It's going to be, people are not going to accept it. Don't mention this. Others explain that we should request that the husband should make the round quotes. How could he appease his wife? Making a huge suda banquet in her honor, you know, invite all her friends so much that he loves her. And then that, at least she'll be appeased and she'll want to remain with him. That's another. Others explain very nicely also, Tosfos Kol Rabbeinu Chananel, that bakasha means, what does bakasha mean? You ask of Hashem. You davening. You should be davening that she should have children, that they should daven and be a miracle and they should have children. And a miracle, whatever, you should daven them, that they should be a zochah to have children. Just met somebody crazy yesterday, he's like 55 and his wife was like 52 and they just had their first child. They couldn't have children for 25 years. Unbelievable. And they have a miracle. They said it's the doctors have no idea what happened. Mamash anes. So it could happen, daven, a kosh baruch hu can help them. Yas derech bakasha. That's another pshat in the Rishonim. Tula ani min ayudim. She says, I'm removed from the Jews, Yafer Cherkel. So then he has to be matir, his part, Hafara, that it's a Beina Levena, Utehem Isham Shato, and then he could have relations with her, Utehena Tulem and Yehudim, and then if she ends up subsequently getting divorced, she shall remain Usher to the people afterwards. That's what we explained earlier, that's how we explained the Gemara, the Mishnah at that point, when we saw the Gemara earlier. So the Gemara says now, Ibailo, we have a question. Amra Labaila Tmea Ani. If she, if Cohen's wife told her husband, I am Tamei to you, Mao Shetokha Vachuma. So granted, they're allowed to stay together, but is she allowed to have Truma? A Kohen's wife who's asked to remain Truma. So again, some sort of point that this isn't a kasha against my Shita, because the Truma here we're talking about is Bismana Gemara. That's Truma Derabanan. So it's not a kasha. But anyway, but the Gemara is wondering though, do we only say between them to their Ladu, or we assume that maybe when it comes to Truma, we not allow her to eat Truma, because these claims that she shouldn't be eating, she's not allowed to be eating Truma. So Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah Amar Elchelah. Rosh Hashanah says, yes, she can eat Truma. Why? Shalototi Laza Banea. In order that her, she not bring lies on her children. They're going to think that their children are halalim, the Mefarish explains. Because they're going to assume that really she was niveles, and therefore she's living with her husband, Aser, and everyone's going to think that they, any children that were, that they had, or this children, from this marriage are really halalim, and that's going to be melted lies on her children. Rabbah Mar Ein Elchel, no. She doesn't need truma. Aye, what about Rav Sheshes is taina? Ef she does the chulin. If she's possible, she's chulin. No one's going to notice that she's dafka not eating truma, and that's not causing any pegama on her children, because they're going to assume that this chulin maybe was more readily available, and she didn't realize that she needed Shuma. So again, we could make a million different factors why she wasn't eating Shuma, not because of this. Says the Gemara Amra, Rava says, Umoder of Sheshes, or Sheshes would agree to me, Sheim Nis Arma Eino Cheles. At the very least, once she gets divorced, or widowed, if she's widowed, let's say, that's what the Nis Armala, so then she's no longer allowed to eat Shuma. So normally, that's why I bring Alamana, because Dafka is Alamana over here. Because if she dies, she was the Israelis, but she has children with that husband who's a Kohen, she's allowed to eat Truma. But here, we're not allowing her to eat Truma. Why? Because Midehu Avitaima Elamishum Shalol Loti Lazabanea. Really, should be at Shalol Loti Lazabanea. Is there any reason for a Sheshes to permit her from eating Truma except that she should not have Moti Laz in her children? So the only reason was for her children. So in this Alma of Niskarsha, if she's widowed or divorced, now we add it in the case of divorced. Amri, people are just going to assume that if a widowed would be a divorce would be the case where she was a bas kohen. If she was a bas kohen, so she's still able to eat chuma on her own. But still, if she was defiled by someone who's usher, she would not be allowed to eat chuma. So now they're just going to assume hashtad insis. The people are going to assume the is nasa rather. She was violated only now, not insis, nasa. That now she was violated by a person who's pasala, and pasals are from eating chuma, and they're going to assume that the original claim was only later. That was originally not true, and the children are totally fine. And the only claim that they're going to have against this din is going to be from now going forward. So it's not moti laz on the children. Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, we'll pick up with Amar Rav Papa in the last daf. Be'ezer Hashem, very exciting. Everyone should always make a very big party, big siyum, invite your friends, have a big barbecue, whatever it is. Everybody should be making a very big siyum. Abaye used to make a big party for his friends because he showed Kavanah Torah and encourages other people. I get very inspired when I see siyums from a lot of people. Rav Shechter Shlita always, he cries when a Talmud would make a siyum. And Rav Nevinsel used to make an effort, I think he still does, in the yeshiva. Anytime anybody made a siyum, he would always go to be mechazek it. So we see it's a very big inyan. Everyone should make a very, you did in the Dharam 90 straight, 3 months you've been just working on this. So Baruch Hashem, it's very exciting. Make a big party, and it should be besimcha. Siyat HaShemayim, Meretz HaShem, we'll pick up with the last staff, Amar Rav Papa, tomorrow.